Hey, chiropractors, welcome to Modern Chiropractic Mastery with your host, Dr. Kevin Christie, where we discuss the latest in marketing, business, and professional growth with some of the leading experts in the industry. Hey, docs, welcome to another episode of Modern Chiropractic Mastery. This is your host, Dr. Kevin Christie, and today I'm bringing you a solo episode, and it's going to be a kind of a winding conversation. It's going to take some turns here and there, but the overall theme was that when I was at Parker Vegas at the end of February, myself and Dr. Jay Greenstein, we held a salon dinner, and I'm going to chat about that and what the heck that is and the purpose of it. But before we dive into it, I just want to kind of chat about what I'm trying to be up to, what we're doing here at MCM and ultimately CSA. And I posted about this on my Facebook group recently. You know, it's taken many iterations of things, but we have a massive transformative purpose that is to really make the evidence-informed chiropractor have a thriving life and really go from busy and broke to time-free and cash confident. And that's been our massive transformative purpose. And that idea, that MTP, comes from Peter Diamandis. I've been following him for years, I think for about 11 years now, because that's when I've been a member of Strategic Coach, and they've had a good collaboration together for quite a while. And that's how I heard of Peter and ultimately read his book, Abundance, which I highly recommend. It's a really good book. And that's really good. And he talks about MTP and a lot of his stuff in the book Bold that he had. He's got a lot of different concepts, but he's really on the forefront of a lot of technologies. He then co-wrote a book called Exponential Organizations, which came out maybe 2016, give or take, and that really did well. And that is with Salim Ismail, is kind of the main author, and it's written with Peter Diamandis. And they just came out with a kind of 2.0. So it's Exponential Organizations 2.0, the new playbook for 10X growth and impact. And I've been kind of cracking that open again. I just got done attending Peter's, I attended it virtually. He's got the Abundance 360 conference out in LA every year. He's been doing that for some years. I virtually attended it last year. I attended it a couple weeks ago. I don't go in person. It's like $25,000 to go in person. It's over 4 days, and it's actually, it's like a waiting list to go to it now. But for a lot less, like $1,000, I can attend it virtually. I got it for free last year from Strategic Coach. And it's, I mean, it's just everything future-based, everything from longevity to AI to you name it. And he talks a lot about massive transformative purposes in that as well. And so I just been really like digesting this a lot. And if you've been noticing in my Facebook group and even in FTCA, I've been asking questions in polls. A lot of those are guided by questions I get from chiropractors or ideas I have. And I'm trying to just gauge the pulse of the profession and where we're at, where we're going. How do we make our lot in life a lot better as evidence-informed or evidence-based chiropractors, and how do we really just thrive, and what would happen if we did thrive, right? And part of that was to have this salon dinner in Vegas, because I knew there'd be some really good chiropractors there and different types of chiropractors and really thinking outside the box. And I'm going to kind of discuss what a salon dinner is in a minute and give you what we talked about. But the idea around that was to really have some group think. It was eight people. It was, I hand selected three people, and Jay Greenstein hand selected three people. So there was eight of us, and I facilitated the conversation, and we really try to tackle some of the issues that we have in our profession. And so I'll touch on that in a second. Then as I record this is Tuesday, April 2nd. Yesterday, April 1st, I listened to the Drive podcast with Peter Attia, and he released a podcast with a chiropractor on there. And Dr. Conley from Gait Happens, G-A-I-T Happens. If you can follow her on Instagram. She was the DC guest on Peter Attia MD's podcast about the foot and ankle. And I mean, he hand-selected a chiropractor to talk about the foot and ankle on a really popular podcast that many, many, many people listen to. Lay people, MDs, chiros, anybody in the health field, a lot of people listen to that. And it was just such, she did such a great job with the information and representing our profession. And it kind of hit me as I was listening to that and what I've been over the last few months really trying to piece together of like, what can MCM do as a bigger, massive transformative purpose? And it kind of hit me that, you know, we really want to get chiropractors to go from busy and broke to time free and cash confident, because that's going to really put you in a position to get even better, be fully present with patients, not cash strapped, not frustrated, not burnt out, not giving up, not, you know, really just sick of the profession, bashing the profession. Like if I waved a magic wand and you all were making $250,000 a year, you probably wouldn't be bashing the profession as much as you are. You wouldn't be down in the dumps about it. And you'd probably be able to affect change even better. Let's take a break from today's episode and announce our first sponsor. This is going to be Propel Marketing and Design. I've known Darcy Sullivan for years. We've worked hand in hand on my websites. I don't trust anybody else to do this search engine optimization. She does a great job. There's so much to it. A lot of the lingo and the words are beyond my comprehension, but it's just amazing work that she does. And if you're really going to get results with Google, you have to make sure your website is SEO optimized. And I really don't want you doing it yourself as a chiropractor. So you just have to have this type of stuff done. And if you're looking to get more organic online traffic that pulls in new patients, Propel Marketing and Design is currently offering chiropractors who listen to this podcast a free SEO website review. The free review will help you uncover methods that will improve your website and boost your search engine visibility. Head over to propelyourcompany.com/chiropractor and schedule your free SEO website review. You won't regret it. She gets great results. Your website needs this. Your search results need this. Head on over there to propelyourcompany.com/chiropractor to get your free SEO website review. And so I do think we as evidence-based or evidence-informed chiropractors have to be doing a lot better in practice financially. We have to understand business. We didn't know how to make some money. We got to be able to pay ourselves well, bring on A players that we can afford, and be able to have amazing businesses like Dr. Conley and Gait Happens. I mean, look at her Instagram following. It's amazing, and her content's great. And what I realized was like, a lot of you think of marketing is bad and business is bad. I get that, but a lot of you don't. And that's kind of a generalization, but a lot of you don't understand maybe what I've been trying to preach with content marketing is that if you follow Gait Happens, if you listen to that episode with Dr. Conley on Peter Attia's podcast, you don't look at that as marketing. You probably look at that as someone that's providing great education, a thought leader. But what it is marketing. You know, Stu McGill was on Peter Attia's podcast. Stu McGill has done one of the best jobs of content marketing over the years. He has developed a level of super credibility that has transcended his profession. He's not a chiropractor, but into chiropractic, into PT, into MDs, being onto Peter Attia's podcast. Dr. Conley did the same thing. She has done such a good job of content marketing. She has become a thought leader. She has a super level, high level of credibility that she's now being hand selected by an MD on a great podcast to represent our profession. And what if we had more opportunities like that because we are building phenomenal practices that are thriving and doing well? And you may not need to become Stu McGill or Dr. Conley and be on a huge podcast. That's not the point. The point is what if we at MCM and all of everybody out there was doing way better marketing and had way better businesses that was layered on top of great clinical, like what Dr. Conley has done? She is phenomenal clinically, but she's not afraid to produce content and she does it strategically. And that's what we try to help chiropractors do. Like, what if you were able, like what if all the evidence-informed chiropractors got amazing at marketing and got amazing at business and got amazing at patient experience and built great practices? The summation of a ton of chiropractors doing that would lift the whole profession up and be put in positions like Dr. Conley was on this podcast. And we'd have a ton more credibility in the public perception and in the healthcare system. And I think that is what MCM's new massive transformative purpose is. It is to make sure that we take busy and broke chiropractors and make them time free and cash competent so that they have the funds and the time to create and to impact change at a high level. And then the second part of that MTP for us is to impact change and become mini industry transformers to where we really transform the public perception as chiropractors in our communities, one community at a time. And that's going to help us overall. And that is what I've kind of come to realize our MTP is at MCM now. And to get there, I have to continue to really dissect what some of the problems are, some of the solutions are. I think one of the benefits of my podcast is I get to interview people. It is now April of 2024. We have April of 2017. We started this podcast. So we're 7 years strong, have not missed a week every Thursday for 7 years. And so that's a form of consistent content marketing. And I've learned a lot from that. I don't know everything. That's why I try to have an open mind and a beginner's mind when I do interview people so that I can collect and catalog resources and get them to the chiropractors that I coach and that we coach or through CSA or through our mastermind so that more of you are doing great, whether it's now or in a few years or, you know, whenever it is, but you're on that path to doing it and you're not left on an island. Let's take a short break for one of our great sponsors, TrackStat. It is a new type of software plugin for your EHR that combines patient communication, marketing, automation, and statistics with patient and employee tracking. Built by chiropractors for chiropractors, it shows your team what to focus on each day. See patient visit habits, missing information, unpaid bills, insurance collection visit average, and more. Great visibility of data so you can focus on filling your office with your best patients. When you can see what your staff and patients are doing or not doing and take action accordingly, your profits naturally grow. Take TrackStat for a test drive in your office with our free trial. Not a techie, no problem, we can help. To get started on your free trial, visit TrackStat.org and watch the demo. That is TrackStat.org. And so what I wanted to have the salon dinner for, Parker Vegas. And so a salon dinner, I was listening to, I believe it was the Tim Ferriss podcast, and he had a guest on there. I forget the guest's name, but he brought up the concept of a salon dinner. And historically speaking, you know, back in the days, hundreds of years ago, a few hundred years ago, these folks that were probably on the, you know, living high on the hog, they had salons in their house type of thing. And it's a salon dinner, not like a hair salon. And the ultimate idea, what this guy was talking about, is that you would host it in a quiet environment, maybe your house, you know, 6 to 10 people, diverse in thought, and you have a topic, someone facilitates it, you have dinner and drinks, you talk about the concepts, and you really facilitate that. It's not just a free-for-all conversation. And this particular guy has them like often with a lot of friends, and he's developed a list of people that want to go to it, and he selects from that. And it's this like whole thing. And so I was like, you know, that's a great idea. And it, I think I listened to that podcast about 4 months prior to Parker Vegas. I was like, you know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that on Friday night of Parker Vegas. And I knew Jay was going to be there. And so I reached out to him. He loved the idea. I sent him kind of a blog that was written about what a salon dinner is. And so we started the process of doing it. And we centered the conversation around, you know, we're in an interesting time as just in general, but as chiropractors, where, you know, things are getting expensive. You know, employees are getting expensive. Reimbursement is not great. And we wanted to dive into what we can do as chiropractors to overcome some of that. And we talked about what a healthy chiropractic practice looks like financially. We kind of discussed a little bit of the Greg Crabtree information at Simple Numbers 2.0. You can search our catalog. I had him on. I had also paid him to do a 2-hour Zoom training for our mastermind group, which went really good. And so we really started talking about how do we get chiropractors to understand practice finances better? How do we get them to pay themselves better? What do they need to expect to be able to afford a really good front desk person? Or can we also use VAs strategically? So can we reduce our payroll a little bit, but get this, use technology to overcome that? We dove into that a bit. We talked about what it realistically costs to hire a good associate and what's important about that and what we're seeing out in the profession. And yeah, we are running into a problem where, you know, if you really thought about it, how much would your practice really need to generate in revenue to hire a good front desk person, pay yourself well, and also have an associate? Let's just say pay yourself $100,000, pay a front desk person $20 plus an hour, and hire an associate that's got a competitive baseline salary plus some kind of bonus system that gives them a path to six figures. And the reality of it is like a lot of evidence-informed chiropractors just aren't creating the revenue in their business to do that. And they may not be completely sure how to do that. And that was what we really dove into. And you know, it's like, if you think about it, a lot of chiropractors, you might be collecting $200,000, $225,000, $250,000 a year in revenue. That's going to be hard to pay yourself six figures, front desk, and all the other overhead and associate. And, you know, I did write that one blog, why the $30,000 a month practice is so important to get to. So I recommend you read that. You can go to www.modernchiropracticmarketing.com, look at the blog section, and I break that down rather nicely, if I must say, on why it's so important to get to $30,000 a month, which is about $360,000 a year in revenue, and what you can do with that, and that, how that could be a big springboard for hiring your first associate. But we have to get a lot of chiropractors to that $350,000. I mean, ideally, we'd get you to $500,000. I think that's like the chiropractic practice, let's say with moderate overhead. If you get to the $500,000, you're really, you're leaving yourself some good revenue and profits to be able to have a good team. But 360 is getting you pretty solid, and that's a beginning. But we got to get more, right? We do need more million-dollar practices. We do need more practices that are $750,000 a year with good teams and being able to pay yourself well. Because, I mean, think about it, right? It'd be within reason to say you'd want to pay yourself $250,000 a year income. I mean, a lot of doctors, and I've got buddies that are just corporate jobs and making $225,000, $200,000, $250,000, and they got family of three kids and this and that. And like, they're still, it's like, it's a little tight, you know? And I'm not saying it, but like, it's within reason that you should want and deserve $250,000 a year as a doctor that spent 8 years in school and shit ton of student loan debt. But imagine what you would have to make as a revenue in your practice to take home $250,000. It's a lot more revenue than you expect. And I think too many of you are being led down a path, or aren't necessarily being led at all, onto what it would take to really grow a practice to get there. And that's what we talked a lot about at the salon dinner, and I felt like I got a lot of good information out of it. And I'm going to do more of them. And you may want to consider what a salon dinner might look like in your community, right? And organizing something like that, where you ultimately pick a theme, pick a topic, pick a quiet part of a restaurant or a house, if possible. I would say it was a little bit loud in the restaurant we were at, but it overall went really well. Diversity of thought would be great at your salon dinner, and run the idea by some people and see what you think. And, you know, you can email me, kevin@modern-hockey.com, if you want to do something like that and you need any help with it. That would be something I could, you know, kind of give you some ideas and a couple blogs I read to do it. But I just wanted to kind of chat about that a little bit today. What our massive transformative purpose is. We keep on growing MCM. We've got quite a few clinics underneath our belt working with us, plugging our team into theirs, whether it's on the coaching and marketing side or it's the mastermind side. Like, it's been pretty cool to see our growth and the growth of our members, which has been really cool. The ones that are really putting in the work and doing what needs to be done to grow their practice. It's been awesome. As some of you know, we've added another associate coach. We've had Dr. Kirk Kippenberger with us for quite a while now, and we've added Dr. Ashley Jordan, and she's been awesome. She's doing once a month for our members, a call all on creativity around how to actually do community outreach and the ideas around that, how to build out marketing campaigns, how to do office initiatives to keep up the excitement in there. And so we're doing a lot of that. She is taking on some one-on-one clients. So if you just want to do, we have a lot of different programs now. We have one-on-one coaching with our associate coaches, again, Kurt or Ashley, and she's got some availabilities. So you could reach out to us on that. You can just go to modernchiropracticmarketing.com and fill out the form if you want that. We have our signature program, which is we do marketing for you, and you get group coaching, and you get to contact us through Voxer messaging. And then we have kind of up and down from there. We have some people that do one-on-one coaching and do the marketing. We have some people that only do the group coaching. We've kind of got you covered now, depending on what your needs are. And anybody that reaches out to me, I ask you the R factor question is, which is 3 years from now, what has to be the case for you to be happy with your results? And I want to see your vision. And then we hop on a consult call to see if we're a right fit. So check that out, modernchiropracticmarketing.com, and start thinking of ways of how you can grow your practice and who needs to help guide you there to make it happen. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And if you want to make the shift from busy, broke, and broken to time-free and cash-confident, or you just want to continue with the exponential growth, check us out at modernchiropracticmarketing.com. Look at the MCM Mastery tab, watch the short video on there, and check out what we are doing now for evidence-informed chiropractors. We are equal parts coaching and marketing done for you. Yes, you shoot some videos, we help you with campaign strategies and ideas and really become a thought leader in your community. You shoot those videos, you send them to us, we produce, edit, and brand them to you. Then we distribute them through all of your channels. We also take them and we turn it into one good blog per month. And every other month, we have Darcy Sullivan producing a robust blog with a topic that you pick from her database to help with your SEO. So we essentially become your content marketing agency to make sure your practice is always having ethical, elegant content marketing to help grow your practice. On the coaching side, we also help you with everything from marketing ideas to business, communications, finances, anything practice growth, and really try to help prevent you from being stuck on that island. And we hold you accountable. We have a great group of doctors that are just doing amazing things. And we look forward to help you out to take that next step in your practice. So again, check us out at modernchiropracticmarketing.com and learn more.